Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, my name?
EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
What's up? My name is Stephen Knight, and you're listening to The Stephen Knight Show. Everybody, my name is Stephen Knight, and welcome to the Stephen Knight Show here on EOTM Radio. I'd like to thank you again for joining in. We have a great show lineup for you. As always, we'll be discussing the latest entertainment news, Ron's perspective on what's going on in sports, fashion, the latest in movie reviews, and a lot more. We're also in for a very great treat today. I know a lot of you remember the group from the 90s called Player. They had the song Cheers to You. Well, tonight we'll be talking to the lead singer, Smokey Diggora. We'll find out what happened to the group and what he's doing right now. We'll also be discussing the question of the day. We definitely want you to be part of the conversation. Smoke will be taking calls from you later on in the show. The number is 718-664-6543. Again, that's 718-664-6543. But first, Ms. Parker, how are you feeling tonight?
Hey, Steve-O, I'm feeling real good. It's Friday, nice weather in the A, so I'm excited about this weekend and also excited about our show tonight.
Yeah. How was your week?
Another long week. It actually wasn't that bad. But I'm excited that it's Friday. You know, Friday is my favorite day. So, doing my Friday dance.
We're supposed to get some great weather here, so I know you.
I know. Have you seen those open-toed shoes already?
I saw.
They haven't been taking care of their toes all winter. Now they want to bust out the open-toed shoes.
I've seen shorts. I've seen wife beaters. I've seen everything. They are ready. They are ready. Well, as you know, at the Stephen Knight Show, our mission is to bring you the latest in entertainment news, sports, interviews, fashion, and, of course, music. We want the show to be very interactive. We want to hear from you.
And we appreciate your support. We have been on for about 5 weeks now, and, you know, everyone's been very supportive. We really appreciate that. Please like us on Facebook, The Stephen Knight Show, and follow us on Twitter, The Stephen Knight Show, S-H-O. Each and every Friday, you know, we will go ahead and post the question of the day, and we appreciate you sharing your opinions and, you know, telling us how you feel about the question of the day and sharing with us, you know, your thoughts. So please continue to do so. We appreciate that.
Well, we have a very interesting question of the day today. It is, what would you do if you had evidence that your best friend's partner, whom you're friends with, is cheating? Would you tell? Would you not do anything?
When I read that question, I was like, okay, so I'm also friends with the person, but it is my best friend's partner. So that means I was friends with my best friend first.
Right, yeah.
So I'm only friends with that person because of my best friend. So I have no loyalty to that person. But my thing is, you got to be cautious when it comes to stuff like that because you never know what's really going on in people's relationship. So I think I would hint towards that, and you know, everything's telling me to tell, but, you know, it would have to be on a case-to-case situation. So I can't really fully answer that question. But we had a lot of responses, so I look forward to sharing that.
Yeah, I look forward. And if you have, the listeners, if you want to let us know what you think, please go on Facebook or Twitter and let us know what you think, and we'll be right back.
Hype Magazine, a magazine that gives you all kinds of flavor for your entertainment needs. You can purchase Hype Magazine in all major stores, as well as getting it digitally at www.gethypeonline.com. Get your ads in Hype Magazine now and subscribe by calling 1-301-579-HYPE. That's 1-301-579-HYPE-4973. This is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media.
For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to the Steve and I Show here on EOTM Radio. So, Ms. Park, what's going on in entertainment news?
Well, I have been trying to keep up with the Lil' Kim and Nicki Minaj beef forever now. But I know that she went to Ryan's Camera Show this week, and I was trying to listen to it, but I have some issues trying to pull up the tape or whatever. But I know that she released an album called Black Friday. Is that right?
Yeah, she actually, you know, Nicki Minaj released her CD, her debut album.
Pink Friday, right?
Yeah, Pink Friday last year. And so a lot of people make comparisons to Nicki Minaj trying to kind of swagger jack Lil' Kim.
My thing is, a lot of people are hating on Nicki just like they did Kim. I just think Nicki is the new Kim. She just, you know, she's on her hustle. It's like, get over it. You know, it's past your time. I just think she needs to sit down somewhere because you can't be the new, you can't be Nicki Minaj because you, 15, 20 years older than Nicki Minaj. Like, sit down and just let her do her thing. You had your time, but that's my opinion.
Well, Lil' Kim, what she's saying is that she has no problem with Nicki Minaj. Like, she tried to be cool with Nicki Minaj, but she said that she feels that Nicki Minaj is coming in the game and taking jabs at Lil' Kim. You know, obviously you're mocking her image, or, you know, this will.
I don't think so.
She's mocking her image.
No, I don't think so. Because she wouldn't say that about Lady Gaga, you know, image or whatever, because I think Nicki Minaj is trying to push the envelope. She just as Lady Gaga is, it's for attention. It's to make money. It's nothing personal. I've heard them on a couple of songs together.
Well, she's made Nicki Minaj. I like Nicki Minaj. I like her a lot. But she has a song on her album called Russian Roulette with Eminem, and she is literally talking about Lil' Kim. I think it's a thing where, you know, and what Lil' Kim was saying on the interview I listened to it today, she's saying that the way to come into the game is not by going after other people. It's about being you and you know, taking the success that way. And she feels like Nicki Minaj is not doing that. Yeah.
I kind of heard that part as well, but my thing is, you know, as Nicki Minaj stated on one of the shows that she was being interviewed on, she said that when she first came into the game, she was humble. She paid her, you know, respect to Lil' Kim and, you know, had her on a couple of songs with her. But she said it comes to a point where she, you know, she's going to have to stand up for herself. If Lil' Kim keeps coming at her, then she needs to come back at her. And she said, you know, there comes a point where, you know, the respect has to come both ways. And she has to show her respect, too, that she's the new person in the game. So, I don't know. I kind of think Lil' Kim is too old for all of this, but, you know, it is what it is.
Well, they have the Lil' Kim released Black Friday, which is out now, and supposedly doing really well, you know, because she's selling it, I think, indie, you know, as an indie artist. But I don't know. It's a crazy situation, you know. Either way, you look at it. You know.
All right, well, speaking of music, we're going to move on to a legend, Aretha Franklin. You know, I love Riri, right?
Yeah, big Riri.
She looks so good on the Grammys.
Yeah.
And also, I like the little tribute they did to her with Jennifer Hudson. And, oh, my God, it was awesome. I loved it.
And I think Christina Aguilera redeemed herself. She redeemed herself on there.
Yeah, Christina Aguilera. The girl can sing. I think everyone knows that. But I think it was a beautiful tribute to her. To a queen, our queen of soul. What do you think about her weight loss? She looked great, right?
I think she looks good. She does look I think she looks older now, but, you know, obviously just coming out of surgery, you know, you don't know. But what I think is fasting is that they won't say what kind of surgery she's had. Like
I think it's obvious.
Yeah. Well, she's saying it's not gastric bypass surgery. Then people are saying she had pancreatic cancer. She said it's not that. She's saying now she's working out, walking the track, and she's changed her diet. So
she's supposedly been working out for years, and, you know, I mean, she's 70. She's what, 70 years old?
68, yeah.
Well, yeah, there's no way. I think she had the surgery. But I think, and for some reason, everyone who has that surgery the first year or so always denies. So I don't know if it's a thing that they have to sign, or I don't understand it. But, you know, she looks great. However she's doing, I hope she's healthy and save, and she's doing it a safe way. But, you know, I love Riri, so.
Yeah, we love Riri. So
and I am very happy she lost the weight because she knows how I felt about the big, big Riri.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, what about Justin Bieber?
Wow. So
these little kids are going crazy.
They're saying that he got snubbed for the best new artist at the Grammys last weekend. And who was the one? Esperanza.
Yeah, Esperanza. I've never even heard of her, but I went on YouTube and listened to a couple of her stuff. Her voice is amazing, but I'm not a fan of her music.
That genre,
She seemed to be very talented. But speaking of the Justin Bieber thing, right, I was thinking about when I was the age of these little girls that were, like, going crazy. We were groupies for Backstreet Boys and stuff like that, but we were not this bad. These kids are crazy, and they are just so upset.
It's a whole different
thing. They are so upset that he lost, you know, and I think it's actually helping his career more because people are feeling sorry for him now. So
yeah. I mean, he's having a lot of success, though, even, you know, he just released a movie. And I said, and the movie is about his, you know, his rise to fame. And they said it's really good. You get a lot of respect for him by watching the movie and whatnot. So, you know, he's still going to do his thing. And I'm sure you have Grammys to go. Grammys come.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I definitely agree. So I was excited because I was watching the news and it showed that Mike Vick was in town. He was in Norcross, which is kind of an odd choice, but anyway, Norcross. Yeah, he was in Norcross, and he did some signings, like jerseys and football and stuff like that. But a lot of people who went for the signing were like, okay, he wasn't very personable. But I think his thing is he has a wall up, you know what I mean? And I've always thought that he wasn't, you know, I think he was cocky before this whole thing happened anyways. His personality is not just a personable type when it doesn't come across to me that way. Anyway, so he was supposed to be on Oprah, and I was like, okay, maybe he'll open up more. Now I'm reading that it's not going to happen.
Yeah, they said that, well, it's kind of interesting. I've read two different things. One thing they said, I don't know if you remember, but Piers Morgan, he used to be on
Piers Morgan is. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, he has a new show on CNN, and his very first interview was with Oprah. And Oprah was on there, and he asked her a question about, you know, what would you ask Michael Vick? And she said, well, I won't answer that because I'm trying to get him on my show. And he said, oh, really, me too. So they made, like, a little friendly bet that over $200, which to them is nothing. You know, $200, who can get Mike Vick on the show first?
They said $200?
$200, yeah.
That's like a dollar.
Right. And bragging rights. And so what I read was that Mike Vick decided, because he had been in the dog fighting, gambling, and all this stuff, that he didn't want to be part of that. But then I also, which didn't make any sense to me, but then I read that that he also said that the Jets have put a lot of pressure on him.
You mean the Eagles?
The Eagles, have put a lot of pressure on him not to go on the show because they feel like he's already talked about the dog fighting, he's already talked about all that, and no need to go rehash that.
I can definitely see that because I know Oprah stated that she doesn't, you know, have them approve the questions or whatever, but she will approve topics, like have them approve topics. And I think, you know, there's going to be some time where it sneaks in there, and I think some questions may be uncomfortable for him.
Yeah.
And I just think he's not ready to open up yet. So when he's ready, hopefully it will happen. But Oprah, it's her last season. Just go ahead and go on Oprah. It's like, if I had a chance to go on Oprah right now, I would.
Well, it could be a win-win because, obviously, you know, he had an amazing comeback. You know, he had a great season, and he turned the story around, you know. But, you know, I guess you do what's comfortable for him. And he also said that he postponed it. He didn't say he canceled. He said he postponed it. So we'll see if it goes down or not.
I hope it does. That would be very interesting. Okay, the last story I want to talk about is the girl that came from England to get a butt implant. Okay, now this doesn't surprise me that women are getting butt implants because we are in Atlanta, and it's so funny being from the West Coast. Like, my butt is huge, and I'm always trying to get rid of it. And like, people out here are trying to get bigger booties. So it's like, coming from a West Coast girl, like, I have too much. Okay, so when I came out here and people were trying to get booties, I'm like, what is wrong with these girls? But she came from England to get a butt implant. I think she was in Philly and had someone do it in a hotel room, and she ended up dying from a heart attack.
Cardiac arrest.
It's a sad, it's a really sad story. But actually, I read the other day that it happens a lot in Atlanta.
Yeah.
So
well, they said that,
like,
you know, it's illegal over in England where she lives. So she came here and got it done in the hotel.
It's illegal here as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's why they did it in the
hotel
room.
They were doing drugs and whatnot. She was doing drugs and whatnot, and she, you know, died of cardiac arrest. But that's
she was probably trying to self-medicate because, you know, all that pain, they didn't have, you know, she wasn't in the hospital or control area. So, I mean, when I read it, I was, you know, both just shocked and saddened by it. But, you know, I don't know.
20 years old.
The choices people make, right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
So that is it for entertainment.
All right. Well, you know, the Oscars are right around the corner. I believe they're weeks to come. CK, what movies do we need to see?
Well, this week I'm screening The King's Speech, True Grit, and I had to go see him. I Am Number 4.
Okay.
I know that's not an Oscar pick, but I just had to go see that one. Now,
The King's Speech was great.
Yeah, it was. It really was.
Okay.
It's one of those feel-good movies, too. It's a good representation of student and teacher. And, you know, it's a story about a king or a prince who was thrown into the kingdom by accident. Someone died and he became king. And he grew up with a speech impediment, stuttering.
Yeah.
And he met his teacher and he works with him, like, to the bone to get him to be able to speak properly. It's a beautiful movie. It's really nice. I can see, again, why it's nominated.
Okay.
And the next one is True Grit, which is a remake of the old John Wayne movie. Okay. Now, I have to say, I'm not really a Western fan, but Jeff Bridges pulled this off for me. I like Jeff Bridges anyway, but he really pulled off this movie because he didn't do a remake of the old movie. He kind of took the character back to the book, and that was key because the book captured the essence of the story.
I actually saw him on an interview on 60 Minutes. I'm not sure if you caught that, and that's what he said. That's the reason he did it, because when he read the script, it wasn't, you know, a remake. It was more taking the character back to the book, and that's why he wanted to do it. Okay.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, a lot of people say the books are always better than the movies, so maybe that's why he did it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And this movie was a big hit even back then. It won awards then. So he just took and just made that story 3D. Pretty much.
Okay.
And that's my second Oscar pick. I Am Number 4 just came out today, and I had to go see that. I went and checked that out last night. And it's off the hook. It's this special effect, brand new storyline. We possibly have, like, a brand new hero to look up to, you know, to stand the likes of Superman and Batman. So it's pretty cool. As long as they don't drop the ball. If they don't drop the ball in this movie, keep it rolling. It's a good movie.
That's the sequel jinx, you know, dropping the ball.
Right, exactly.
So are you excited about the Oscars?
I am. I'm excited about the Oscars. I have my favorites, you know, stuff that I saw. But, you know, we'll see, because, you know, it's
about
politics.
Can you share it with us?
Yeah, sure. I'm looking for Natalie Portman to win for Black Swan, definitely. I'm between Jeffrey Rush and Jeff Bridges for Best Male. I don't know. I'm tossed. Best Picture. I'm thinking maybe Black Swan might get it. Just on the strength, because True Grit is pretty strong, but just on the strength that True Grit was already made and it already won an Oscar.
Okay.
And then again, the politics of it may win some more. You know, how many films can say they won multiple Oscars in different? You know,
that's
years?
True. Well, definitely interested to see what happens. Yeah, definitely interested to see
what happens. So am I. I'm going to check out a couple more Oscar wins before, you know, before Sunday, and I'll try to review those on them. I guess you can get them on DVD, I guess.
All right. Well, thanks again,
CK. Remember, you see me at the theater, buy me some popcorn.
Buy them popcorn.
All right, guys.
Take care, man.
Well, we're going to go to Ron next for his perspective on what's going on in sports. I know this All-Star Weekend. So, Ron, what do you have for us?
Yes, this All-Star Weekend, yes, it is the halfway mark of the NBA season. So pretty much You know, there's like trades, there's like people trying to go to different teams, teams are making moves. And right now, Carmelo Anthony seems to be closer to becoming a New York Knick.
Okay,
I heard it was New Jersey. So is he back and forth? Or, I mean, what's going on?
It's actually back and forth. But honestly, I mean, the Nets.
Who wants to play for Jersey, really?
Right, exactly.
When I saw that, I was like, if he does that, I think what it is, he really wants to be on the East Coast. He went to school on the East Coast. His wife's family is on the East Coast. But
right.
I was like, please don't play for Jersey.
Right. It's like, you know, come on, Jersey.
Their record's not looking great right now.
It's not. I mean, the Knicks are a solid playoff team right now.
Yep.
Whereas the Nets are both in the Eastern Conference. They're not going to make the playoffs with him on the team. So he needs to go with the Knicks. They have a solid player in Amari Stoudemire. They have a really good coach. I mean, come on. Win-win.
Right.
I'm not a huge Knicks fan either, but between the two, I'd rather him go with New York. So.
Right. See, I'm telling you, Knicks is like a more sexier team. The Nets are kind of
It sounds better, right?
Doesn't it sound better? Right. It really does. I mean,
who wants to go to the Knicks?
Right.
I know. I mean, who do you play for the Nets, New Jersey Nets? It doesn't have that swag. But,
right.
I mean, if you say you play for New York, it comes off better, yeah.
It comes off much better. It actually rolls off the tongue better. New York Knicks. Knicks. You know, history. You know, championships.
History. Right. History.
Yeah, definitely. But also, but definitely check out the All-Star Game Sunday. And also, Saturday night is the slam dunk contest, you know, the three-point shootout, all that good stuff also. So check that out also. And then there's the rookies versus sophomore game. So check that out.
Yeah, I just saw the celebrity game. It was on a couple of minutes. I think it just went off. It started at like 7. It was pretty entertaining for a while.
then it kind of gets boring. It's like, okay.
Yeah, they had Trey Songz and Justin Bieber.
Right.
Nick Cannon.
Right.
A few other people on there. So that was pretty cool.
Exactly. That's just pretty much for the young fans.
Young
teeny boppers and all this stuff,
I was actually in a little happy hour spot after work, and they were like, we're going to play the celebrity All-Star game. So I thought that was pretty funny. It's nothing else on tonight. I don't think it's sports-wise.
Right.
It's worth watching. So.
Right. So pretty much just go watch that, laugh, have a couple of drinks, enjoy.
Right. Definitely.
But, yeah, so that's pretty much it in the world of sports for right now.
Awesome. Well, we look forward to what's coming your way next week. Hopefully some exciting games during the week that we can talk about.
Yes. Because actually, after the All-Star game, pretty much the second half of the season is when it gets really, really good. That's when teams have made trades. They're ready for the playoffs. Teams that are like on the bubble to make the playoffs, you know, play really, really hard. So you'll definitely see some really good.
Yeah, I'm a huge NBA fan, so I look.
And then March Madness is coming around the corner, so it's gonna be.
And March Madness is coming right around the corner, so I'm definitely going to be talking about that. Definitely.
We'll definitely look forward to that, man. Well, listen, we appreciate your perspective as always, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yes, sir.
All right, man.
All right.
Now time for my favorite segment. Hey, Ginevra. Ginevra, are you there?
Hello, everybody. Yeah, I'm here.
Hey.
No buttons.
I had some technical difficulties. I'm sorry.
Well, we are glad that you are back with us.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. All right. Well, I know Ms. Parker is going to love this one.
I am down as you speak. What you got for me?
So I am on my lunch hour yesterday. I just happened to go to Perimeter.
You happened,
and
right?
I just happened to go into Perimeter Mall, right? I mean, just stumbled in there. And what do I see? A 70% off shoe sale. Not up to 70% off at Dillard's.
Oh, no.
Yes. So, you know, if I were you, I would hurry up and run on in there as soon as I possibly could. But
I will be there first tomorrow morning.
Oh, yeah. I bought myself two pairs of boots. I was trying to be good, so I bought two pairs of boots. One pair I got for, I know, just two. One pair was originally $250. I got it for $67. Another pair was originally $150, and I got it for $45.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, I mean, I was really excited about my boots.
I mean, how is the selections looking right now?
Well, when I went there yesterday, now, of course, this is yesterday at lunchtime. I went there yesterday, and everything was looking okay. However, after speaking with a couple of people, you know, they said that the selection was slimming down a little bit. So if you're going to go, you better hurry up and run on in there because, you know, those types of prices, nothing's going to really last. Fortunately for us, they had billets all over, you know, city. So if this one doesn't work, of course, you can go to the one at North Point Mall, and then if that one doesn't work, you can go to the one at the Mall of Georgia. So, I mean, we have our choices, but, you know,
yeah.
I heard that. I think that Perimeter Mall has the best selection, so that was a great little sale that
I'm going to definitely check them out tomorrow morning.
Oh, yes. And another sale that I stumbled across when I just happened to go walking through the mall yesterday was at New York & Company. Now, I know you guys have all heard me talk about New York & Company before, but they're always having the sale, so I'm always going to be talking about them. They're having buy one, get one for $10 off of their pants. So basically, if you buy one at full price, you get the second pair at $10 off. And to add to that, if you spend $75, you get $30 off of that $75.
Wow.
And exactly. And you can mix those two deals. And if you spend $150, you get $70 off of that $150 purchase. So you can mix those deals. So that was a really good one that I came across too.
Wow.
So I was really excited about that.
Did you get
now,
anything?
I'm gonna wait for another sale. Because, like I said, it always has sales, and, like, New York & Company has a sale, like, a couple of times a year, especially around Easter and Mother's Day, which, of course, I'll keep you all posted, especially you, Ms. Parker, but they reduce everything at, like, 50% off. So that's the sale I'm waiting for. I'm waiting for their Easter sale. Like, they'll do it, like, the Saturday before Easter Sunday or something. And
yeah,
it'll
please
be,
let
like,
me know.
Yeah, 50% off of everything in the store. And, like,
wow.
I will go in there and just rack up. So that's the sale I'm waiting on. So I just sort of, you know, pump my brakes a little bit, didn't get anything, because I'm going to definitely be back.
Okay.
Now, another sale that I want to tell you all about is one of my favorite online stores, Hyperline. They're having an up to 70% off sale on all of their clearance. Now, I think these items are going to be final sale, but, I mean, they have boots starting at $24.
What?
You know, so, yeah, boots starting at $24. You can't really beat that. I mean, seriously? So, yeah, I haven't bought anything tonight, but I am going to. I'll probably be having something in my shopping cart by midnight. So, you know, I will definitely be hitting them up, and I think you guys do the same, you know, if you have any money to spend. And the last thing that I want to tell you all about is the Limited. They're having a sale, and they're having 30% off of all the cardigans, you know, like spring is coming up, so you don't want to wear anything that's going to be too heavy, but you're still going to need a little something on your arm. So they're having, they're reducing their cardigans by 30%, all of their cardigans in the store by 30%, and they're also reducing some of their tops by 40%. So that's going to be this weekend only because a lot of the stores are having, like, a lot of, you know, like President's Day sales.
President's Day.
Right, and of course I can go on and on about the sales that I've come across, but I know we don't have that kind of time on our hands, so I'll just stop it right there. But those are the best ones that I've come across. So until the next time, you guys.
All right. Well, thank you.
No problem.
What was the website for the $25 boots again?
That's Piperline.com.
What is it?
It's Piperline. P-I-P-E-R. LIME.com. Yep. And it's prices up to 70% off. And like I said, they have boots starting at $25. Can you beat that?
I will see you online later.
I am talking. So for just my season.
All right, honey.
All right, so you can all check me out at
buddystophholic.com.
All right.
Yes, buddystophholic.com, don't forget. And we'll have the link on our Facebook page as well. And we'll be right back.
Urban Literary Review, where literature and urban meet. Hosted weekly by Tia from DC Bookman and Martin from Culture First. Urban Literary Review comes on Blog Talk Radio. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/Urban Literary Review. Urban Literary Review comes on twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Our mission is to shine a positive light on the urban literary industry by promoting literature and discussing issues that are pertinent to the growth of the industry. In addition to being an online radio show, Urban Literary Review also provides authors with promotion to over 15,000 African-American readers for only $99 per month. So don't forget to listen and tune in each week, every Tuesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com/Urban Literary Review. Or check us out for more information at www.myspace.com/Urban Literary Review.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. I'm your host, Stephen Knight.
And I'm your co-host, Ms. Parker.
I want to remind everybody to go on Facebook and Twitter and let us know what you think. Also, we're in chat right now as well on the actual website where you're listening to the show. So I want to introduce our next guest. I'm very excited about this. Tonight our guest is the lead singer from the 90s group Player. Many of you, as I didn't know, that he's responsible for the hits that you've heard on the radio for the past 13 years. Smokey Diggora is a soulful R&B artist, producer, who blends traditional rhythm and blues with elements of pop, hip-hop, jazz, and that Motown sound. He was born in Louisville, Kentucky, and began singing at the age of five. In the mid-1990s, he became a member of the group Player, who got their big break when they were discovered by platinum-selling R&B group Jodeci after they sang backstage for them at a show. Under the guidance of Jodeci producer Javante, Player was part of a team of production, singing, writing, dubbed as The Basement, whose members included Grammy award-winning artists Missy Elliott and Timberland. Player, with Smokey Diggora on lead vocal, released their debut album, Cheers to You, in 1997. The hit single of the same name reached number 10 on the Billboard R&B hip-hop chart and remains a favorite among music lovers. I love this song, by the way. The video for Cheers to You made history by becoming the most requested video on BET. Smokey Diggora, time with Player, gave him an opportunity to work with some of the biggest hitters in the music industry, including Al Green, Kanye West, and Teddy Riley. As he readied his solo project, he began a new chapter in his career, writing, producing, and performing solo for a number of years. He's about to let you all know about his enormous talent and his seasoned experience that we've grown to love. His new disc, Undeniable, which includes the lead-off single Wiggle, is a mix of beautiful ballads and up-tempo, dance-friendly tracks, which I'm sure everyone's going to love. I've listened to the songs, and I love them already. Please help me welcome Smokey Diggora. What's going on, man?
Man, I can't call it. I appreciate you, man. I felt like I was on This Is Your Life for a minute.
Being one behind the scenes.
I almost forgot some of the stuff you read off.
Well, you know what's funny, when I was reading your bio, a lot of stuff, you know, I did not know. I did not know you worked with Kanye and with Al Green and you know, some of the others. So you've been, you know, we haven't really seen you in a while, but you've been on the grind.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. I mean, there's so much. I mean, a vast majority of Player and what we did was behind the scenes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, let's go back to the day of Player. Tell me about the day that you were discovered by Jodeci. I mean, you all go up to them and you sing to them. Is that how that went down? What happened?
Exactly, man. We went, we all planned to go, you know, we young, we've heard of, you know, all of the stories of how, you know, a lot of groups were actually, you know, found by
right.
going to concerts and sneaking backstage. So, you know, we thought we would, you know, try that. And, of course, sneaking backstage wasn't as easy as we thought it was going to be.
No, I'm sure it wasn't. I'm sure it wasn't.
But there's just so happened to be a security guard that actually remembered us, I guess, from doing something locally. And
right.
he was actually guarding the door that led to outside where the buses loaded and unloaded the artists that came in town, Jodeci being one of them.
Right.
And he let us out there, you know, agreeing to let us back in. You know, he let us out there to, to go sing for them, and you know, that's when it started.
So, what did y'all sing?
I know we definitely sung some Jodeci. I'm not sure if
yeah.
it was "I'm Still Waiting" or "Stay," and we
right.
probably hit them with some "Boys to Men" because you know those were the two hot groups at the time.
At that time, yeah,
right.
Yeah. Well, I know that you and the Limbers, all of you all, are born and raised in Louisville, Kentucky. Is that correct?
Yes, indeed.
So when the album came out, "Cheers to You," and that song, I remember when the song came out. I remember the video. I remember everything about it. When it came out, what was that feeling of? They playing our record on the radio. What was that feeling?
It was definitely a feeling of accomplishment, a feeling of achievement. Mm-hmm. One thing that a lot of people don't know is that it was also, you know, a feeling of. I'm tired at this point of hearing that song before
right.
it even came out.
You
know, because
well,
we
heard
it
many times before it hit the radio.
Yeah, you know, because we worked on it for X amount of time and heard it play over
right.
and over again, and we also listened to it for an X amount of time after it was finished before it was even released. So by the time it's released, it's like I don't even want to hear that, you know,
right.
for real. But I'm glad that everybody else is getting a chance to hear it. But, you know, being from Louisville, Kentucky, which is, you know, a place full of talented, you know, people and
mm-hmm.
but not really accessible and attainable to the business,
right,
you know,
yeah.
we felt privileged to be able to, you know, open the doors, put Louisville on the map, and also to give others who, you know, maybe are trying to accrue the same achievement, we want to give them
yeah.
some hope to say, yeah, it can be done.
Okay. Well, let me ask you. I know that obviously the first album was successful. How come there was never another album?
Everybody ended up really doing, you know, starting to work on their solo projects. When we turned in an album to Def Jam, we did another
okay.
one. I have a lot of the old material that we did. And I actually released an unreleased compilation for everybody on my site. You know, I feel like the fans, you know, wanted to hear that. They needed to
yeah,
hear that.
Sure.
You know, so
yeah.
I released it, you know, to them. But there was actually another album compiled, and we presented it to Def Jam at the time. And they,
mm-hmm.
yeah, their words, they didn't get it.
Oh, wow.
So, right. And so, but
wow.
I think that had a lot to do with, not really liking the fact that we had kept them in the dark until we
right.
were finished because we didn't
that
want, yeah, we didn't want, you know, everybody's 2 cents and they trying to direct us here and trying to direct us there. And we already knew what direction we were going in. You know, we A&R directed our first album. So we
right.
already knew what we wanted to do and we knew what player was better than anybody else.
Right.
And we kept it from them. I think, you know, with us bringing it to them late in the game and having them in the dark, that was the response they gave. Well, to a certain extent, you know, we felt like that was a blessing because we didn't
yeah,
feel
okay.
like it was a plus. We didn't feel like the way that the first album was released was really good, you know, the way
right.
it was released. So that was a blessing to us. But, you know, like I said, eventually everybody just said, you know what, I'm always player. I'm never going to not be player, you know, but excuse me for using two negatives in the same sentence, but I'm never going to be a player. But everybody, regardless of our collective, you know, we had such a collective bond and such a collective greatness. We still had individual greatness.
Okay.
And everybody came from different, you know, different types of music, different styles of music. And everybody wanted, you know, we wanted everybody to get a piece of, you know, everything, you know, player as well as Static Major, as well as Digital Black, and as well as Smokey Bigler. So, you know, that's
well, you
the
know,
route
one
we
thing,
ended up taking.
One thing when I listen to you all's music, and, you know, you being the lead singer, is that that's when people were singing. You know what I mean? Now it's
yeah,
there's some good music, but there was people were singing. You know what I mean? And you, like, when you start off that song, you know, If I Had a Wish, you were singing that song. You know what I mean?
Right.
How do you feel, what do you think about the direction music has taken as opposed to then in 1997 as it is now in 2011?
Terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to knock, I don't knock anybody's hustle, you know. Whatever's
right.
Putting food on your table or your kids' table, you know, do you.
Right.
But, you know, then there's the integrity of the music, though. And the integrity of the people, the consumers, and the, you know, the listeners. And right now, you know, nobody's really true to music right now that I've heard, you know,
it's
but I don't listen to the radio or none of that.
Right, yeah. It's a gimmick. It's a gimmick because it's
right.
Whatever can get that. I think back then labels looked for people who could have longevity, but now it's about who can make their money right now. You know
right, exactly. Yeah, I mean, you got people using, you know, the auto-tune to be able to sing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm totally against it. I've told people, you know, that millions of times. But in knowing the game, you know, I used it on a few records, but it took me a minute to find that comfort in using it to do what the game was doing. But see, the difference in me, and this is where I found the comfort, the difference in me and the you know, the others that are using it, is that if I turn it off, you in trouble.
Exactly. Right.
You better keep your
real voice.
You better keep it plugged up, homie.
Yeah, keep it plugged, turned all the way up. Right.
Yeah, because
right.
If you unplug it, all bets are off.
Oh, wow.
Well, Smokey, thank you for doing our show. I really appreciate it. This is Miss Parker.
Uh-oh. You know we got a song called Miss Parker.
I'm sorry.
You say it's a song called Miss Parker.
Yeah, on the player.
Oh, it's a song. I thought you said a phone call.
Yeah, it's a song called Miss Parker. Are you all Friday? Miss Parker all Friday?
Miss Parker.
I'm a little fonder than her, but
you
can compare us. Thanks for doing our show. I appreciate it. I wanted to give you my condolences for your loss. I know you as music lovers and lovers of 90s music. I know we loved Static a couple of years ago. Tell me a little bit more about that. I know he was a childhood friend of yours. How did you deal with that?
I had to go to the Lord on that one. Because, it was something totally unexpected. It was totally something that was, of course, you know, heart-wrenching. But, I just had to, you know, from how I was raised and the things that I would, coming up, I was taught, you know, I had to, like, kind of veer back to that and just know that, you know, God doesn't make mistakes. As much as we disagree sometimes with his decisions, you know, you got to ride. Either you're going to ride or you're going to, you know, get off at the next stop. And you don't want, get off at the next stop because the stop is hell.
Right.
So ride with the great one. But yeah, it was definitely deep for all of us. I mean, it's like, you know, we still in denial. I mean, we were just trying to get over, still trying to get over Aaliyah.
Yeah.
I know
you two were very close too, you and Aaliyah.
Man, definitely. It's just a crazy. It's just a crazy thing. I mean, I've told some people this. I've dealt with a lot of deaths in my family because, you know, my me, probably like a whole lot of people, I have a family history of cancer. So, you know,
wow.
a lot of my, you know, uncles and great uncles and aunts and great aunts, at some points mm-hmm. were dropping like flies. You know,
oh,
so
wow.
I've dealt with a lot of death in my family, but nothing
yeah.
hit me like that did.
Yeah.
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 I think
you
it's different when you lose someone who's, you know, younger and it's kind of unexpected, you know.
Unexpected.
I think it hits you a little bit harder than, you know, knowing that someone is ill and that you may not have them around. You kind of have a little bit more time to prepare. It's still
right.
painful, but I think it just gives you a little bit more time to prepare than losing someone, you know, in a tragedy like you've lost your two friends. Not in, again, my condolences to you.
Right, I appreciate that. You're right, though, because that's one of the things that I've really been dealing with, too, is wondering what it is emotionally and spiritually
mm-hmm.
and mentally
mm-hmm.
the Lord is preparing me for.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when I look at my mama, it's like, oh, I ain't trying to hear that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I look at my daddy, I ain't trying to hear that.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, that's a whole different kind of pain.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we all, you know, we all got to go. You
that's
just got to make sure that we
all will. Yeah.
Yeah, but we just got to make sure that we prepared to go where we're going.
Exactly. Well, let's go back to your voice. Now, let me ask you. You have, like I told you, you have a very soulful voice. And I've spent the last couple of days looking at you on YouTube singing. I mean, there was a couple of you in church singing, you know.
Right.
What inspires you? Well, who were some of your influences coming up that inspired, you know, that got you, like, the sound that you have?
When it comes to R&B, it would be like oldies when you get, you know, when you look at Isley Brothers and, you know, all the true greats. Isley Brothers, Stevie Wonder, you know,
mm-hmm.
greats like that back in the days. A little bit more present around the time we came out, of course, Jodeci. But for the most part, all in all, it would be like gospel. Like John
yeah.
P. Key when it comes to choirs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Quartet music like Canton Spirituals, Bolton Brothers, Soul
oh,
Seekers,
yeah.
some of my people.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
And definitely Take Six. I've
Take
been
Six.
Studying them since the 80s.
Well, it's funny, I saw your rendition of the National Anthem and someone asked, is this Take Six?
Right, right.
I was like, no, it was all you.
Right.
You've been working very hard on your music. I know you've been traveling. You told me today that you had two shows on Sunday, and you got another show this Sunday and Monday, and
right.
What's in the future for Smokey Diggler?
I just plan on keep grinding until the game recognizes the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right now it's all about, you know, like you said, gimmicks and
yeah.
following a trend. You know, it's like you listen to the radio today or look at videos today with a curtain over your eyes. You don't know if you're listening
right.
to the same artist or not. You don't know who you listen
right.
to.
Right, exactly.
You know, everything sounds the same because they want to keep the same thing, you know, flowing. They ain't taking risks when it comes to, you know, putting out the real. So I just plan
right.
on, you know, keep grinding, and either I can come into play when the game changes or preferably
mm-hmm.
be the one to change the game.
To change the game. Let me ask
yeah.
you, because I've had conversations, you know, obviously I'm a music artist as well, and I've heard a lot of people say that the way to go now is not with a major label, you know, because you become
right.
an employee of that label.
Right.
Would you ever consider being signed to a major label, or would you want to do an independent?
At this point, definitely not with a major label, because there's not too much, and not discounting what it is that they would be able to do for me that would help me, but there's not
right,
too
right.
much that they would be able to do that I ain't doing already, haven't done
right.
already, I can't
yeah.
do for myself.
You've done that. Yeah, you've yeah. done that.
So,
yeah.
You know, doing that right now, I mean, I have my own label, I have my own artist, I'm even doing that. So it's like, you know, there's tons of things that, I mean, really the only thing that I would need them to do that they could do for me is to just financially back me.
Right.
You know,
that now
makes you more so than a label, that now makes you an investor.
Exactly.
So it would be best for me to do either like a label deal or like a joint venture because, you know, even when it comes to, you know, Googling me, you know, I'm on everything shaking and
right,
I'm doing
yeah.
all of that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. Well, man, I got to put you on the spot real quick. You know, some of us haven't heard you in years,
and, you know, I will listen to YouTube videos. You got to sing something for us.
Okay.
You got to sing something for us.
Gray put me in that box.
You got to sing something for us.
Let me see. Man, I'm hoarse because you did tell them I've been doing about 30 shows.
You're right, you've been doing it, but the voice is there. So
that's
the world here.
Now, okay, let's see. If I had a wish, baby, I wish he never left you feeling like this, because I can feel your pain. But if you just could get over him, maybe some wine will empty your mind. I'ma make it better. Now can we dim the light? And let's make a toast that it will be alright. Hey, that's a little something.
So, wow.
If you want to know what the voice went away, it's still there.
Right, what you said. I'm trying.
I got like five text messages.
The voice is still there.
Oh my God. Okay, they want to know if you're still single. If you're single, that I don't know still, but if you're single.
No, I ain't single.
See, you heard it, baby. He ain't single. He's off the market.
Well, listen. Let the people know where they can check you out online.
Okay. Man, I'm telling you. MySpace.com/SmokeDiggler, even though nobody use MySpace no more. Facebook.com/SmokeDiggler. Really, any site /SmokeDiggler. But definitely check me out. Yeah, just Google Smoke E. Diggler, and there it is. But definitely check out everything shaking, every site that I'm on, pictures, videos, news, status updates, events, all my music, singles and albums, EPs, whatever. Everything is on SmokeDiggler.com.
Check it out, y'all. We'll have a link to that on our Facebook page as well. But listen, man, I definitely want to thank you for taking time out your busy schedule. I know you're mad busy right now to be on our show tonight. And I want to give a shout-out to Bree for introducing us.
Yes, sir.
Setting this up. Yes, sir.
Miss Farrah Fawcett, if she's listening.
Farrah Fawcett, right.
Yeah.
Hey, look, best of luck to you and your new music and everything else you have going on, man. Really.
Man, I definitely appreciate you, man. I'm getting ready to drop like 4 or 5 singles all at once here in a minute because it's been probably a year or two since I've dropped anything. So I got my artist Christy XI, her EP is about to drop. My artist Gino, a.k.a. The Latin Bird, his single is about to drop. My single, and then a collaboration with me and Two Big Mafia called Smoking Big, featuring Player, that single's about to drop. So, of course, as soon as we get them done, I'm going to be sending the exclusives off to you so you can add them up in your playlist.
Oh, absolutely. And we're definitely, speaking of playlists, we'll be playing some of the stuff you worked on the last couple of years, including my song, Cheers to You, will be all in there. So, I thank you again, man.
Thank y'all, man. And y'all check me out, SmokeDiggler.com. I love y'all, man.
All right,
thank
God
you.
Bless, man. God bless.
All right, peace.
For more information about Smokey Diggler, please check us out on Facebook. We'll have the links where you can find his music and more about what he has going on. And we'll be right back.
Hello out there. This is Mother Luella Jenkins with EOTM Radio and Media. Get creative, get results. All we need to know is how high do you want your business to go. Now, what you need to do is call us at 213-290-3573. And all y'all rappers and singers and comedians and all that out there, I'm here to tell you we got something for you, and I'm going to tell you right now. And baby, we got some people here that'll give you some PR and work. Child, you'll have your press kit so tight, child, it look like you'll take it to somebody and knock their teeth out. You hear me? Child, it'll knock mine out from all these emails I got. But let me tell you, sugar, this company here, baby, we will make you so high you'll think you up there with the law. Just make sure you give us a call, and you can hit us up, too, on the email at pr@eotmradio.com. Give us a call. You hear me?
This is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. I'm your host, Stephen Knight.
And I am your co-host, Ms. Parker.
Well, before we go into Stephen's playlist, let's go through the questions of the day. And again, it was, what would you do if you had evidence that your best friend's partner, to whom you were also friends with, was cheating? And Ms. Parker, you said that you would proceed with caution, basically, right?
Right, right. Because, you know, obviously I was friends with my best friend before the, you know, the guy. And, you know, my loyalty would be towards her, but you also want to be cautious because you never know what, you know, people's relationship is going through. And, I mean, you see everything from the outside. You're not in a relationship. So I think I may give some hints, but I don't know if I would come straight out and say it. It's kind of a touchy subject.
Yeah. I'll read some of the comments.
What about you?
Well, me, I think, it, like you said before in the show, it's a case-by-case situation. I'm reading some of the comments. Someone said, unless I see it with my own eyes, I ain't saying nothing. And if I see it with my eyes, hell, I might be guilty, too, because I might try to join
you, in. You know what I noticed, Steven? A lot of the guys is like, okay, mind your business. And I think it's a guy's code. I think it has to do with the whole male code thing, right? It's like, okay.
We're not snitching. Unless it's like our best friend, like our sister or our brother, you know what I mean? We really
unless it's family, most likely, you won't.
Most people say stay out of it. Now, one person did say, and Chris Michael, he said, I mind my business because somehow, you know, it all fall back on him. But he said he might sneak a confidential letter or something. I thought that was kind of funny.
Confidential letter.
But, yeah, we'll continue to have the questions of the day and things like that. You know, I definitely want to give a shout-out again to Smokey. That was a great interview, I thought.
Yeah, it really was. Yeah, thank him for calling in and being a part of the show. Really appreciate that.
Yeah.
And thanks, Bree.
Yeah, thanks, Bree. Bree hooked it up. Bree hooked it up.
Shut up.
Well, now it's time to go into Steven's playlist. Tonight we'll be featuring Smokey Degora, his music. Obviously, you know him from the group Player. Our playlist is posted each Friday on our Facebook page, so you will know the names of the artists and titles.
And if you're interested in being featured on Stephen's playlist, please email us, thestephennightshow@gmail.com. Please attach one or two songs, your bio, and one or two promotional pictures. And once again, you know, I appreciate this every weekend. Please make sure that the copies are edited and they're clean, no curse words. We can't air that. We look forward to hearing from you and look forward to hearing some of your music.
Well, Ms. Parker, the very first song is
I'm about to get my dance on.
That
you gonna dance with me, Steven? You gonna dance with me?
Yeah, no, I'll dance with you. That classic hit. I'm getting a message from
you. Oh, my God, I love this song.
I mean, this song, I remember, let me tell you, I remember when I was in school, we would have this thing called, Slow Jam Nights. And I remember this was one of the songs that someone brought to it. It is the classic song from Player. Cheers to you. Cheers to you with Smokey Degora on the lead and Black. And the rest in peace to Static Major. But we're going to play that song for y'all to get the playlist started. Ladies and gentlemen, cheers to you.
If I had a wish, baby, I would. Are you listening, baby? You're angel now.
Comes over me from your head to your shoes. Girl, you look so good. You knock me right off my feet. You and I together, I feel so secure. I don't worry about a thing. You're my ace in the hole, baby, by my side.
I'm on cloud nine.
Girl, I had too long, so come back home. Can't live without you, so I'll cry for you. Don't do anything that I can to feel that touch from your hand. Sorry that I want you, baby. What do I do? You know you're.
Yeah.
90s music.
Oh my goodness, my iPod. is filled with 90 music. I miss 90 music. I can't resent the R&B, so-called R&B of today. It's like
God.
Every song has to have a remix and a rapper in it.
Right.
But you remember our parents used to say that their music, it's the same thing.
Right.
And so now I feel old saying that, but I really truly feel like our music was the best.
I agree. Well, listen, I want to thank everyone for tuning in to the Steve and I Show. I'd like to thank our special guest, Smokey Diggora, for blessing us with your interview, with your knowledge, and where you are today. Everyone, please go to his website, Smokey Diggora. You can go on our Facebook page for that. And, you know, I'll see next week we'll have another show.
Yes, thank you so much to Smokey for joining us today. You know, the interview went great. We appreciate you coming on and speaking to your fans. I know a lot of people were excited to have you on. And we had a lot of listeners tuning, you know, just to be able to hear Smokey from Player. So we appreciate that. Remember, people, to like us on Facebook, The Steve and I Show, and follow us on Twitter, The Steve and I Show, S-H-O. Let us know what you think, and we will see you next week.
Yes, and next week we'll be talking to a fitness guru. He helped me kind of change the way I thought about food and thought about workout and whatnot, and I'll be very curious to hear what he has to say.
Oh, my goodness. He turned you into the beast you are now.
He got me right for the summer top. But we'll be talking to him next week. We'll have more of the question of the day, entertainment news, Ron's perspective, GK's take, and, of course, Budget Topaholic. And I look forward to having next week.
Yeah, I do as well.
All right. Well, God bless you all, and we'll see you next week on Steve and I Show.
Good night, everyone.
You're so fresh and so clean.